Can handle the truth. Talk about what's good about it. Talk about the remaining problems. Commit to fix the problem. That's the best political position. Now they say she's really got brain damage.
You think
she does, and I must be in really tough shape because she's still quicker than I am.
All right, you got to love the quick wit of Bill Clinton. He comes back and decides to answer the question, and of course, on Hillary Clinton and what happened mysteriously in December of 2012. The odd part about all of it, as you all know, is the fact that the Benghazi stuff was going down, meaning where was she, and she couldn't testify, and that really raised the red flags, and then she was in and out of the hospital, as it turns out. It wasn't 30 days straight, but Karl Rove says he never said 30 days straight. So this is where we begin, the boxing match. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. As always, thrilled to be with you. Who wouldn't want to be in this catbird seat when there is so much to talk about that has infuriated us, made us laugh, and somewhere along the way, we're learning a little bit, right? I don't know what we're learning from the politicians, because I think that's where the majority of the frustration comes. The people that represent us have full-on let us down. And, you know, this is an age-old argument. How many times have you heard, we're going to just vote them all out, clean house, that's what we're going to do. My whole life I've heard that. Vote in a different direction, yada yada, on and on. But never to the fevered pitch it is now. This new Gallup survey shows the anti-incumbent sentiment has gone sky high. 72% of voters, 72%, believe most members of Congress should be out of there. Only 22% of registered voters that were questioned anyway by this Gallup believe that the people who represent them deserve to be reelected. So how is the throw out the bums scenario so high this time around, higher than the last two decades? You know what I point to? Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, and everything that's happened along the way. 2008, the hills, the valleys, the peaks of what people were getting to keep and what they had to give back. So it seemed like vacations were in the rearview mirror. That's what started the word staycation. And if anything, that's led to the lack of prosperity and the lack of let's get it done and forget about the red tape has also gotten under the skin of a lot of people. If a big chunk of the country are entrepreneurs or small business people and they make the economic engine run in their communities and in their family, then they need to be able to cut through the red tape as easily as possible and not be bogged down in regulations or get taxed or fined for ridiculous things that make no sense, that push them out of business, that lead to firing people. This isn't in every case, but the numbers are pretty high. The numbers are very, very high. That's why our pals that we have on this show a bunch of different times, probably three or four times a month, Americans for Prosperity, took out ads against the Democratic incumbents in four states, including Senator Mary Landrieu in Louisiana and Mark Udall in Colorado. And the reason, part of the reason why, is because they say, Tim Phillips, who's been on the show many times, the AFP's president, says they support the law. They support the Affordable Care Act, which is crippling us. And they're closing their eyes to all the harm that's being caused in their own states as a result. That number is high. 72%. I'm almost surprised, however, it's not 100%. Too much of the hard-earned dollars are being grabbed up with ridiculous taxes that have been created or are about to be created. Overregulation. Overregulation is hurting businesses. And so these kind of things have twisted people into knots. It's like you look at the ACA, the premiums, the deductibles, the guidelines. 6,000 to hit your deductible. 6,000. And if you have a family, over 12,000. So think about that. I mean, people aren't rolling in dough where they can meet that. So really, affordable care for a lot of people is simply catastrophic insurance. So yeah, if you got creamed by a car and you were in the hospital for 30 days and the hospital wanted to bill you $300,000 or some ridiculous amount, well, you'd only have to come up with $6,000 of it, or maybe a little more, but not that entire amount. So you have really catastrophic insurance that you could have gotten before through Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Because Blue Cross and Blue Shield and other plans have offered catastrophic insurance throughout the years. They've got it. If you qualify, you can get that. That's the problem. And then what about this enforcement for affordable care? So now people are also going to get these fines, whether they're small in the beginning and then they grow. You're getting fined for not having the health insurance. And if you have a family, that fine is going to be higher. And that eliminates the choice. But these are arguments and things that we have talked about, frankly, forever on America Tonight. Am I rooting against healthcare and having a good system in place? Oh, no. I say this all the time. But if you asked anybody on the street, hey, do you want affordable healthcare that really works? Well, who's going to say no? I don't care what your politics are. No, I really don't care for that. The problem is it was mislabeled. It should have been unaffordable health care. And it's not about the minefield in the beginning and the rollout. So I think the frustration and what's going to happen in the midterm elections, it's going to be over affordable health care. That's what it's going to be about. It's going to be about what's in your wallet. All politics are local. That's what it's about. How much are you fighting the man constantly? Is everything a struggle? Life is not supposed to be a struggle. And I think that's how Americans feel. I think that Americans feel as though they're struggling just way too much. And they've had enough of it. Coming up, odds and ends. What do we miss on the day? Oh, some crazy things happened. We'll tell you about it next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the No-No Hair Removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No Hair Removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
In the state of California, fires again. Boy, oh boy, this is what you live with in Cali. And the California governor had to declare a state of emergency. Thousands of people literally fleeing the fires. They had to deal in Carlsbad with the winds, which they deal up and down the coast, but really in the southern part of the state. They've got five fires that flared up after a heat wave and a drought. You've got the firefighters as these heat waves are shattering records. You have the firefighters from other states who are helping, who are trying to do whatever they can. They've had to evacuate schools. Schools were closed, all kinds of stuff. So Jerry Brown popped the old emergency hatch in San Diego County, because you had 100 degrees, gusting winds, all of those fires. Sadly, two firemen had minor injuries. One was heat-related, one was smoke inhalation. You had Carlsbad, which is 30 miles north of San Diego. It's where Legoland, California is, to kind of give you a sense of a landmark. That park had to be closed because of a power outage caused by the fire. You had a condominium complex that just went up in smoke. Houses, businesses, it's bad. And they closed the schools and said they're going to be closed on Thursday. They weren't going to try to keep them open all over San Diego. California State University, San Marcos, they got about 10,000 students. Same thing. 6,000 acres were blackened there. So, bad stuff. And, you know, The city's fire chief said this is unprecedented. He said, I've been here 27 years. I've done the firefighting thing 27 years, but I have never seen this. This is so early in the year. This is May. This is unbelievable. He hasn't seen it this hot, this dry, that long in May. And what a difference it's made. Let's hope they get a handle on that sooner rather than later. And they're doing everything they can, but you can't control the winds, for goodness sake. You know, I often wonder about this whole thing with Social Security and the fraud that happens with Social Security when somebody cashes in the checks of a family member. And out of Pennsylvania comes this crazy story that a Pennsylvania woman agreed to plead guilty to stealing. You ready for this number? 520,000 in Social Security checks over 30 years. 71-year-old Susan Stock of Carlisle kept on cashing, following these checks following her mother's death in 1983. The Social Security folks are saying they discovered it when they tried to arrange an interview last year with the mother who died in 1983. So she pled guilty. She faces up to 10 years in prison. You can bet she's going to do some prison time. $250,000 fine. She's agreed to repay the money back. Where's she getting that money? And it's crazy. How did nobody know that this woman, I don't know, how do you pull off that ruse from 1983 for that long of a time period? I don't get it. You know, a year, 2 years maybe even, but that many years? Whew. And she really pressed her luck, too. What is so crazy about that story, I keep thinking this, the amount of money that she got was, that's a staggering amount of money. But if she had left well enough alone, and let's just say she cheated for a while and then stopped, she probably would have been caught. She probably would have been able to wiggle out of that because there wouldn't have been any of that interview. It's been that long, so they wanted to, for whatever reason, they wanted to interview her, maybe got a tip or something else. But if she had played it differently, then her fraud would have worked. But she kept on, that's what happens. People are so ridiculous. She kept on going back to the well, I mean, it's a sad story, a dark story to begin with, when you've got a dead family member and you're just cashing in the checks, but crazy. Okay, let me throw out a couple of other things. I mean, this is a terrible one too, but talking about when they come home, when they being our military, when they come home from Afghanistan especially, but you still have Iraq. And people coming back from Iraq. When somebody comes home and they're waiting for the appointment at the VA and they feel like their head is going to explode and they can no longer take it and they kill themselves, and then it turns out that that was part of that shady list thing, boy, someone should pay the price for that. And now more of these stories are starting to surface as to what happened to some of the people that were shoved back on the list. Someone has to pay. And Eric Holder should investigate what's happened with the Veterans Administration. The wait times gravely affected people. Vets committing suicide, at least a handful that they can prove, while they were waiting on the list. And then there's the story. It just broke my heart to read the story. But good for them for telling their side of what happened. Yet about 200 angry veterans, some of them just pouring in tears. I mean, just tears rolling down their face, jam-packed into an American Legion hall in Phoenix. They want, you know, they wanted to tell their stories. They wanted answers about the delayed care in the Phoenix VA healthcare system. Because it goes beyond just one person or two or three. Now we're talking about some suicides. Because they couldn't take it anymore. The new acting director of the Phoenix VA was at the meeting. That was one of the first things he did after replacing the woman who was placed on leave by the VA secretary, Eric Shinsky, after reports started to surface about that secret list. So they're accused of having the one list, as you all know, while having another list of people who were being kept away and is being blamed for those 40 deaths. Now it's cropped up in some other places, Texas and Georgia and Colorado and North Carolina, to name a few. But I'll tell you what, I think somebody needs to pay for this. And even NBC, they did a report where they had an internal memo that they got from March 2013 that showed some top brass at the VA learned of the problem well before these allegations. So that's March 2013, and they were quietly trying to fix it since then. Awful. You know, and the kind of stories people told, one man told of the fact that the VA urologist wouldn't do a prostate biopsy on him for 14 months. Instead, they got shots, and he got shots and antibiotics when he was diagnosed with cancer. Then there was somebody else who said the same thing. He had cancer, and he held up a bottle of pills, and he said they supply veterans like him with drugs instead, even when they're diagnosed with full-on cancer. So the concerned Veterans for America and the American Legion have joined Congress in demanding the resignation of the Secretary Shinsky, which I think should happen. And that's all going to go down on Thursday. There's a Senate committee hearing, and he's going to testify. Eric Shinsky's going to testify, and I think they need to replace him as well. Because, listen, if you're the person, you're the cabinet position, you're the secretary, you're the person in charge, you can make all the excuses in the world, but if that's your job, the buck stops with you. I'm sorry. Could they have gone out and could they have really investigated these VAs? How come reporters can do it practically overnight? So good for those veterans for letting their stories be told, because if more people rattle cages, maybe there'd be more results. Let's hope they clear the board. I think they need to. Stay with us. Much more to come here on this version of America Tonight.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. mbrower@gcnlive.com. That's mbrower@gcnlive.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Our next guest. This guy has a personality and an opinion, so he's perfect for America tonight. Chris Salcido is the host of the Chris Salcido Show. It's on Glenn Beck's Blaze Radio Network every Saturday. Here's a cool thing, too. He is also the executive director of the Conservative Hispanic Society, and check this out. He likes to really let that opinion seep in out there, so he's a contributor to the DailySurge.com. And he has written a book, a novel, Liberty Rises. Chris, it already ate up almost this whole interview doing your resume, but I thought I'd do you a solid.
Hey, Kate, appreciate that. I love all the plugs, man. People will have no problem finding me anyway.
There you go. We want them to be able to find you. All right, here's a great question for you, because a lot of times people assume minorities are lefties. They are Democrats. They cannot really be conservative, but that's not true.
No, it's not true at all. And as a matter of fact, that's why my show exists. It's what I've kind of dedicated myself to. If I had a dollar for every time I've had people calling to my show or write me saying, man, I thought I was the only one, you know, Latinos. And it's basically, no, man, you're not alone. You're not out there. As a matter of fact, there's a diverse opinion in the Latino community. It's funny you should ask me about that right off the bat. Just today I was checking out this group. The GOP has this group called Latino Voices on its radar screen, and it dubs itself as a nonpartisan group. It's headed by Eva Longoria. And I actually made an inquiry as the executive director of the Conservative Hispanic Society saying, hey, do you guys back all candidates? And they told me on Twitter, if anybody wants to check out my Twitter page, you can see their response. Basically, they look at conservatism, or actually the GOP, as being not conducive to being a Latino. which I said, well, okay, that's more, I guess that answers my question, is whether or not they're bipartisan or not.
Yeah, but why is that not conducive? I don't understand that.
Well, I don't understand it either. And basically what this is, it's something I've been writing about kind of extensively. Another guy that I interviewed on my program actually wrote a book about it. It's called Ideological Bigotry. The left wing has swapped out the chains of racial bigotry, and they put in ideological bigotry, trying to pigeonhole minorities into staying into one ideological belief, and they come down very, very hard on those who don't toe that liberal line.
Yeah, wow, that's crazy. All right, so we know you're chatting and talking about it all. I got to ask you this. There's a lot of things to talk about. And I saw something you wrote about this, actually, and I laughed my head off. What's the deal with Boko Haram and the First Lady tweeting out about it? What is the deal with that? I don't understand.
You know what really ticked me off about this? Because I don't have a problem with the First Lady getting on Twitter and joining the millions of people out there who find meaning in their lives by jumping on Twitter. You know, what I took exception to was the media fawning that she actually made a difference. Oh, she's making such a difference. You know, the minute I started talking about it on my show and on Facebook and Twitter, and the liberals came down on me like a ton of bricks. One guy saying, well, you know, she reaches 5.4 million people all over the world in one tweet. And I said, well, how reassuring is that? Now 5.4 million people here in the U.S. and all over the world know the best her husband can do in the face of international terror is a Twitter campaign. How wonderful. Look, I'm not upset with the First Lady for you know, wanting to be a part of a group or part of the collective. Hey, she's a left winger. That's what they're all about, right?
Right.
But this whole idea that it makes a difference, a huge difference in raising awareness, it may raise awareness, but it does nothing to get those girls home.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, what about doing that instead of just saying bring them back, do something, whatever? In fact, there's also a theory, Chris, that sometimes when you give groups like that one, which they are nasty, if you look at the background of Boko Haram. And there is the thought that, okay, now they're getting their 15 minutes. Who knows what they can do with that, because they are feeding off that frenzy.
Oh, sure, absolutely. You know, Boko Haram is the illiterate cousin of Al-Qaeda.
Yep.
And, oh, by the way, since we know that this is a terrorist group and they just abducted over 200 girls, can we go ahead and dispel that 2012 presidential campaign myth from President Obama that, you know, GM is alive. Oh, by the way, GM's back in bankruptcy court. And bin Laden and, by extension, Al-Qaeda is dead. It looks like Al-Qaeda is resurgent and on the move and growing, and so is their illiterate cousin, Boko Haram, because of President Obama's lead from behind, light footprint foreign policy. Let's just abandon this whole idea from 2012 that Mr. Obama's been effective at all in waging the war on terror. That's out the window. So I guess we can thank the First Lady for this tweet. But you know, it's not just her, because this has been the entire MO for the entire administration. I was talking with a producer friend of mine today, and I said, can you remember Ronald Reagan back when he was president, jumping on an Atari and playing Pac-Man? Because that, you know, that was all the rage back then when he was president, remember? And no, I can't remember Ronald Reagan doing that. But here we have an administration that takes selfies. Mr. Obama takes selfies of himself at Nelson Mandela's funeral and tweets it out. He takes selfies of he and Joe Biden. The State Department spokesperson, in response to Vladimir Putin sending tanks and troops and airplanes into Ukraine and then annexing Crimea, the State Department spokesperson tweets out, just like Mrs. Obama did, a hashtag, United with Ukraine. I interviewed Ambassador Bolton and asked him for his response on this, Kate, and his response was classic Bolton. He said, you know, I love children. I just don't think they should be in charge of foreign policy.
That is classic. You're right about that. Yeah. I've spent some time with him as well. When the Republicans gearing up for midterm elections already, obviously, we've been talking about that. What do you think happens here? You think the Senate's going to flip and it's going to go Republican if you look at the seats, or do you think we're going to stay kind of the same as far as what the balance is?
I never underestimate the GOP's ability to snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory, but if you're looking at all the polls right now, things look, you know, pretty good for the GOP. I want to meet the Republican who is going to show up in his race against or her race with the Democrat, who's talking about this war on women and hits them upside of the head and says, you know what, this Democrat doesn't know what they're talking about. You want to see a war on women? Hello, Boko Haram kidnapping them and forcing them to convert to Islam. That's a real war on women. I think Democrats need a little perspective on what a real war on women looks like.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Hillary Clinton and the whole Karl Rove thing, and, you know, by the time we get down to it, who cares, I think, honestly. I think it's kind of funny. I laugh like you. Because by the time we get back down to this election in 2016, I think she's absolutely going to be the Democratic nominee, unless something unforeseen happens, like a health issue, right?
Well, right, that's a possibility. Or, you know what, Kate, we all thought she was the heir apparent to the Democrat mantle back in 08. Mm. But something shiny and well-spoken and young and totally yep. lacking of substance was enough to kick Hillary Clinton off the ticket, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't underestimate the possibility of that happening again. And, you know, my friends over at PJ Media visited George Washington University. And asked all these kids, hey, what do you think about a Hillary run for president? Oh, I think it's fantastic. First woman this. It'd be so symbolic and symbolic this. And she's fantastic. Well, can you name one accomplishment that she did as her tenure of Secretary of State? And these kids froze. One actually saying, I think Benghazi was an accomplishment. She goes, you think so? You think Benghazi was her greatest accomplishment? He goes, well, yes, you need to have failure as part of any accomplishment.
Wow.
I don't know what that means, but that's what he said.
Wow, that's crazy, isn't it? All right, so for the Republicans, what do you think? I mean, it's Rand Paul's really emerging, the senator from Kentucky, and he's got the whole libertarian bent mixed with conservative, you know, I've found a other poor younger audience kind of thing. It looks like there's a push from a couple of different people. The bench is pretty deep, But who is the most attractive person to you right now?
I haven't found that individual yet. With apologies to all the folks you mentioned, like, you know, the Rand Pauls or the Ted Cruzes of the world, or even Marco Rubio, whom I think we've all forgiven him for trusting the wrong people in that immigration kerfuffle.
Right.
But you know what? I don't know that from the ranks of Congress we want to draw our next occupant of the Oval Office. I want to go with somebody with a proven track record, and experience. Maybe Governor Scott Walker up in Wisconsin. He has a lot. He has done wonders up there in the liberal state, and turn that state around. He can make the case. I like him certainly more than I do a Chris Christie or a Jeb Bush. I think those would be complete disasters for the Republican Party. But I like to see somebody with some executive experience get in there.
Yep.
We need it.
Yep. I agree with you. It's been a lot of fun. Chris Salcido, thank you so much for coming on.
It has been my pleasure. You call, I'll be back.
I'll call, I promise you. Thanks, Chris.
All right, Kate. Talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Once again, it's an avalanche of mail. A lot of people weighing in on this whole Karl Rove, Hillary Clinton thing that, you know, what Karl Rove is thinking and then pulling it back and all that kind of stuff. I don't think it's funny because some people thought it would have a big effect perhaps on the election, and things like that are not going to have an effect on the election. No way, no how. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
As we check the mail, this one comes to us from Jake, who says, Kate, I had to laugh out loud with all this Karl Rove, Hillary Clinton stuff about her health. And did she have brain damage? And then him saying, I did not say she had brain damage. And then Bill Clinton really taking a big swing at Karl Rove, basically calling him an idiot, Well, you know, so what do you think, Kate? Well, it's what I was talking about on the air the other night. This is just kind of fun. It's just, it's like TMZ gossip nuggets, only political style. And this is sniping back and forth. And Rove trying to take a chunk out of her, I guess thinking maybe this will help the GOP cause, but I don't think it really does anything. She's got to release her health records. Anyhow, it does make for, it does make you laugh. And listen, a lot of people were questioning because there was naturally a shroud of secrecy as to how long she was in the hospital. We were on the air talking about it. Well, what's the deal with Hillary Clinton? Something's wrong. They're not saying. And part of that was during that whole Benghazi thing. So she wasn't up on the Hill. They wanted to talk to Hillary, but she couldn't go. Something was going on with her. So it blew it up even bigger at the time. If you remember, we were all questioning that because it was so odd. There wasn't any specifics. She fell. She had a concussion. she wasn't feeling well. This is now what's being said, and finally was said, but not in the beginning. Not in the beginning. They took a page out of the Obama administration's playbook. We are very transparent, except when we don't feel like being transparent. You know what's really strange? I'll throw this in before we go to the next email. The Hillary Clinton's got a new book coming out, and it's I don't know, a month away from it. It's a month away from coming out and wide release, I guess. And the new memoir is in it. It talks that about the fact that she got more right than wrong as the Secretary of State. The book is called Hard Choices. So it comes out June 10th, and it's the whole framework for, you know, really what she's trying to do, I think, to boost her image for the whole run for the White House in 2016. I mean, without a doubt, without a doubt. So this might be an interesting book to read, but I don't know that you're going to go buy it. I think some of you will just wait and maybe grab it from the library. All right, so let's move on to another one. This one from Joe, who says Marco Rubio should not run for president. I don't really have anything against Marco Rubio. I just don't think he's a good candidate. And what a mistake that would be to run him, because I don't think that he would win and beat whoever the Democratic candidate is, which is probably Hill, although we don't know that for sure yet. So, Rubio, stay in Florida, do us a favor, and don't try to muddy the waters. Yeah, you know, it's too early to say you're muddying the waters, but we saw what happened before. I always called the beauty pageant of the GOP, where there was one debate after another debate. It was kind of cool to watch it. In fact, it was interesting, so interesting that a ton of Democrats were watching it with bated breath. It was must-see TV, so the networks benefited. They got high ratings, but it didn't help the Republicans because there were too many of them. And then you've got everybody attacking each other. Really? Do you need to have that much going on? Like we're feeding the sharks and just giving up the ammunition? And that's what it felt like to me anyway. All right. This one comes to us from Carol, who says, Kate Delaney, I love your show. I love America Tonight. I've been telling all my pals about it. You talked about the drones flying over Nigeria hunting for those girls. Do you think they're really going to find those girls? I think that Haram group is just playing with us. And sadly, I think some of those girls are not going to come back whole. Ooh, I hope that prediction isn't true. I think they are just playing with the world because now they've gotten all this media attention and they are eating it up with a spoon. They've got to figure out all the things they want. They want the release of some of the most horrific people that you can imagine who have done heinous things from their group. They want tit for tat. Okay, so if we have 300 girls, we want 300 of the prisoners released, and if you do that, President of Nigeria, you will get all your girls back. That is some bad business. How is this all going to end? I mean, how's it all going to end? I say search for them however you can search for them, though. For the drones, just use the drones. Use every means possible now that all eyes are on this. Let's let them use their 15 minutes and then punch them in the face by getting all these girls back and not giving them anything in return. But what you have to think is this group's not going away. Al-Qaeda's not going away. There's always going to be somebody else that bubbles back up. Here's one from Skip. Kate, first time that I've emailed the show, but I've listened to you for a very long time in some other places, too. I live in New Jersey, and I've been listening to some of the stuff about the three dreaded letters, which, by the way, I think is hilarious that you call the IRS that. And the idea of now they have $100 million worth of furniture. It's just so outrageous that it is laughable. How could the group that goes after everybody for anything they do, any violation that they think of tax code, how can they spend all that money on all these different offices? It's just mind-boggling is what it is, don't you think? I do think it's mind-boggling. And I actually know some people who work for the IRS who are really good people. So good, in fact, when they could draw two salaries because you can retire, you get your whole pension and all that stuff, and then you can still work, they can re-rack you, and you can get money that way. They won't even do that because they think they're double dipping. But, which you would be double dipping. But the offices, I mean, how bad off are the offices? I'm not saying they shouldn't get furniture if they need furniture. but it seems rather high to me. Or we just have that many bloody offices and that many employees, and that's scary in itself because that's the problem of giant government. How many people do you need? How many people do you need to go after people for their taxes? And the answer is, well, yeah, we do have a lot of people in this country, but yeah, this is a subject for another time, but the flat tax, the fair tax, boy, I'll tell you what, I am all for that, baby. I've got to tell you that. Absolutely. Okay, here's one. We are really pinging and ponging, by the way, all over the place. This is one from Sam, who says, Kate, this whole Benghazi thing, there is something sinister about it. Why not just tell the truth, find out what happened, and that's it? So they screwed up. They didn't have their back. They could have gone in. Whatever it is, let's just spill the beans, get it all out there. But that would be too easy. Instead, you realize we are spending our money on this investigation over and over again. 13 committees and down the line. How many millions do we spend before we get back to the same place? Yeah, well, that is ultimately one of the problems. I agree. Why do we have to waste all the taxpayer money? But if we don't keep our foot, if they don't keep their foot on the gas, then they're never going to find out the bottom line in Benghazi. And let's hope that that's what happens. You know, the House Minority Leader, Nancy Pelosi, has been asked to be part of that panel, the bipartisan panel, and she hasn't decided. She said she's not going to decide on that kind of thing. They're talking about what's happening after the John Boehner meeting, and I tell you, it's not going away. It's not. And I think the best thing would be that we get to the bottom of it. I mean, I'll say it again. Benghazi, we've been talking about this since September 12th, 2012. You know, the ambassador's family, Chris Stevens, the three others, Americans dead, they deserve to know the most information, the best information they can as to what happened and things that happened there, you know, personally. All right, one last one. Here, this one comes to us from Jim. And Jim says, Kate. He really said that. Kate. And Jim goes on to say that he hopes that the Republicans can put up somebody decent to beat Hillary Clinton. He said, you know, I don't hate her with a terrible venom for anything to do with the Clintons and the Bushes and the same old people and all of that. I just don't think she'd make a great president. My criteria for president is somebody who can lead and actually get things done. I'm tired of the same old, and I hate to say this, but Hillary Clinton would be that person, except for that she would be the first woman. Is that really who we want as the first female president? All right, if you have any thoughts, you can definitely share them with us any time of day. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in. Just like that, my friends.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.